said, oh, Orchard, first time, but you didn't second. I must have misunderstood it. In the middle of a cherry, you have a very hard stone. And in the middle of a peach, you have a
stone.
And the two kinds of peaches, in reference to the stone.
Cling stone and free stone.
And do you have a word for the little pieces of dried apple? An old word from... you started to say it, I think.
Seed, you mean?
No. Little pieces of dried apple that they might have had. The German people often had a word for that. Hmm. Schnitz?
No.
Schnitz? Schnitzen or something?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I never knew that was the word schnitz, though. I knew a fellow by the name of Schnitz.
I'm not sure whether it means little piece or little bit or apples or what. That's a word we often hear. Now, the certain kind of nuts, the most common kind, I suppose.
Well, hickory nuts, peanuts.
Kind you might put in a cake.
Pecans.
Or
English walnuts, black walnuts.
Now, the walnut has two covers, the inside and outside.
Well, we call both of them the shell. Well, I do anyway.
The outer hard cover is a shell, and the inner hard cover, or the outer soft cover, rather, is a shell.
Well, we call that the taking off the outer shell, taking off the green shell.
Outer shell or green shell. Okay, you don't make any distinction between homemade peanuts and the kind you buy in the store?
No.
Well, if we had a dozen oranges yesterday and we don't have any today, we might say that the...
We ate a dozen oranges?
Or that the oranges are all...
gone?
What's all gone?
The oranges?
Get it one way or the other. And other vegetables you'd grow in the garden, you might grow what vegetables?
Peas, carrots, beans, lettuce.
Kind of beans?
Green beans, black beans. You want green beans? Did you want that word?
They're the same as green beans?
Yes.